Hello.
Are we live?
Oh, most definitely. We are.
We are.
What is up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
It is podcast.
What's up?
Podcast 40. That 40. Man. 40 episodes. What is up, man?
That's crazy.
I know.
Seems like yesterday I was recording episode 1.
This brings back a little bit of memories, huh?
Did you record yesterday?
No.
he dreamed about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's like tasting a beer. Then he checked his drawer to make sure his stuff was there.
Yeah.
No, those cold was. Sweats.
Yeah. Wake up in the night. Babe, did you move it? You moved it, didn't you?
I seen it.
I had a dream that you moved all my stuff and threw it away.
For real, man.
Surreal.
Don't play, man.
Man, guys. So, we are back at Mr. Gaines'
Gaines,
house.
I don't
play. Damn.
And he's treating us on some fine
dining
rum.
Oh, yeah.
Some fine rum right here,
man.
That's
how we do, rum and nuts.
It's made by Pampero.
Pampero.
Oh, Pampero.
Yeah.
Pampero.
Pampero.
Aniversario.
Aniversario.
Venezuela.
Pampero.
Pampero. Hey, man, I was just trying to.
Is that Pampero?
English in you.
I was just trying to pander to the English crowd.
Made with real Pampero. Really taste the Pampero.
you could definitely taste that Pampero.
Yep. Pampers. That's Pampero, right?
But anyways, quickly here, we have Mr. Gaines right next to us.
Yeah, what's
David.
Up?
And right in front of me is Mr. D.
What's up, guys?
Mr. Derek Howard. And,
yo.
And to the left of me is Mr. Javier Hernandez.
It's been a minute, man.
Welcome I know.
Back,
that dude
been.
Is...
It's been a while.
Back. Yeah. Welcome
this
back.
This dude has been lost...
He's hustling.
...in the forest of weddings.
He's in battling cases for us.
Boy's a hustling. Lot of stuff going on, man. Yeah.
I know, man. But how are you feeling, man? Like, how's...
It's nice. I miss it, man. It's nice to be back. Yeah, for sure.
It's good.
I'm glad.
It's probably going to be the last episode. You see, like after he gets married.
For a minute, man. Maybe want to have that mic a little bit closer to you.
A little bit closer?
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. But how's the wedding stuff, bro?
It's going, man. Big stuff pretty much got out of the way, and then working on a bunch of little stuff, like too much.
That's oh, I'm sure.
Is. I remember those days.
That's how it is.
Hey, man. But at least you got most of it done, man. At least the big stuff, so.
Yeah, I think the next big thing is figuring out where we're going to stay.
What you mean?
That Motel 8, like, though.
Yeah,
that's really special.
You joke about that, but
like where we're gonna live?
You know?
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna move into what now? What's well, gonna be your now wife? Or eventually, when you guys get married?
Yeah, we have her apartment for a month, and then we gotta figure out where we're going after that.
I mean, that's a nice little place, though.
Yeah, it's all right. It's cozy, you know.
It's tough though, because you gotta figure out where you're gonna for commuting, for work.
I mean, it's all right, but
Well, why don't you just stay there for can you lease another 6 months?
Probably. I mean, it's an option.
You should, man. Yeah. Take your time. You know,
it's not the best area. No offense.
Oh man, I totally take offense in that.
I mean, I love Westheimer.
I've never. Been
I love Westheimer too, but there's been stuff going down there.
Where do you want to go? River Oaks.
Nah, man.
I would say, dude, just see if you can get a 6 month lease, bro. So at least you won't be forced to make a decision that maybe in the long run might not be something, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely on the table. We're going to look at some different apartments and then kind of figure that out.
On there.
Depending, if there's a good option, then we'll take it, but.
On there, that'd be kind of nice, man. Maybe get a house. You never know, man.
Don't get a house, bro. It's work.
Real talk, though. Houses are nice, but it's a lot of work.
I'm about to sell mine. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Man, your house is nice, man. I like just the whole
open
area.
I feel like,
it's very chill. Takes 6 hours to clean.
Can we move in?
Yeah, you can move in. I got a room up there, but I mean,
you got a 24-hour babysitter here.
You don't even got to pay rent. You just got to mop.
Dang,
that'll take you about a month to do.
That is one hell of a deal. I like that. Man, okay.
You're
going to
quit. You're going to move out the first week.
No, I'm done. I'm done mopping. Bump that. No.
Put the mop in the water. I'm taking it out. It's not my job.
Yeah.
Put the mop down.
Then he's going to move you to toilets next. You know, he's going to see, next thing you know, you're just going to be a full-time maid here.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
hey, but it's free though.
Whatever it takes, bro.
Yeah, whatever it takes. You know, it's kind of tempting. I don't love to pay rent anymore. It's kind of nice.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Well, guys, it's episode 40. Yeah. We're drinking some awesome. Well, I'm not drinking any rum right now, but but the rest of the crew, I'll get some a little bit. Let me just finish my coffee.
Yeah, you enjoy that coffee, bro.
Yeah.
And then, but that rum looks really tasteful though.
That rum chata.
Kind of reminds me of
Buchanan's.
Buchanan's or the what's my call it?
Looks similar
to Captain Morgan.
Yeah, Captain Morgan with the whole seal.
Yeah. Everyone's doing that now. It's like, you know. It's not even original anymore.
It's too basic now.
Yeah.
One of my goals is to design a liquor bottle. That's like one of my career goals.
That's pretty cool.
You should make a long one with like a little stout like this. No one's ever done that.
It'll look ridiculous.
Yeah, no, yeah, like a square.
A liquor bottle that is also a table.
Oh, that'd be kind of nice.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty progressive.
Yeah,
liquor bottle.
I mean, like once you open it, like you see all the bottles on the middle, you know, and just close it back in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
the entire thing is a bottle,
and it has indentations for your
everything.
Your
sounds
glasses.
Good to me right now, guys. Like three. Those all sound like great ideas. I totally will invest. I'm gonna take a lean out on them, house.
let's make a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Kickstarter.
Make all the money and then at the end pull the plug and be like, nah, it's not gonna work. But we'll keep your money.
Isn't that what Kickstarter is?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, let me sell you this idea and make you think that it's becoming reality.
I've been burned a couple times on Kickstarter. Like, not really? Not bad. Like, maybe $20, $30 stuff, but.
Oh, you lost your money?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Kickstarter is.
Yeah.
But it's like
it's a good idea. So there's
no, I can say no penalty if you don't make the product and
no, it's in their terms, whatever.
Yeah,
like they say,
you take the risk, basically.
Yeah, it's a risk.
Man, so throw money at me.
The biggest one, and I actually got the product, but it sucked. It was like $150 for like a tiny little drone with 4K camera.
Yeah,
but it was garbage.
So. Yeah, I mean, did it fly at least like 5 minutes?
It flew. It flies. It just the quality was really bad.
Flew into a fire and never saw it again.
Man, I remember I bought this little drone that had a camera too, and it was bigger than the first one I had. It's not compared to the professional ones.
Yeah.
Mine was like Phantom. This. Mine was like this big. Mm-hmm. It was like the palm of my hand. And the thing about it. Is it? I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was very light, and I was still practicing on flying a drone. And I remember I took it to Eddie's house, and Eddie's house is a very open area, you know. So,
white and red one.
It was the red black one.
Oh, red black.
Yeah,
black.
But it mostly was red, and so it's an open area. It was cool. So I'm like, all right, let me test this out. And so what we did is I forgot what we put on that little thing. But we're trying to fly it out. So we're flying it.
It just sounds funny. Sorry.
And no, the thing is that as we're flying it, it's going higher and higher. And so I'm trying to control it. And the thing is that I was trying to bring it back to me.
Mm.
But I guess it hit a certain height that the air just kept pushing it up and up. And I was like, I can't control this anymore. it went up gone. To the sky and it was gone, brother. I couldn't, like, I was telling Eddie, I was like, I have no, like, it's gone, like, the wind, it's in the mercy of the wind.
It was anointed.
it flew, like, maybe, like, 6 trailers down, and then it disappeared into the grass, and then after that, it was, like, completely destroyed.
I'm not going in there, there's snakes in there.
But, that was my only drone experience that sucked, because I spent, like, $80 on that thing, but anyways, I do want to get a new drone because they got some really cool ones. I seen one that has a control with the
screen
already in it. You don't have to use your own screen. The one that Patrick has.
The Phantom. Yeah, the Luritech DJI Phantom. Evo.
Oh, okay.
Luritech, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. It moves just like a Halo. Like, if you're playing Halo, it moves just like like the controls. So,
Did DJI sell out? They sell their Phantom for drones?
What do you mean?
Did they sell their, like... They're like, they sell out or whatever? Because I haven't heard from them, DJI.
Yeah, no, they sell, they're big.
Yeah. They're the main ones, because they're the ones that came out with that whole...
No, yeah, they're the biggest in the industry, for sure. Yeah.
Because I remember when it was like a small company, like no one even knew about it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about getting one, and it was like $3,000.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Phantoms, the first ones. Yeah, they were expensive, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah,
they just flew.
Yeah, they had a. Was it the? Where the camera is? What is it called? The gimbal.
Gimbal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want a gimbal, but it was so expensive.
Yeah. Oh no, the GoPro one. You seen that one?
Karma.
Yeah, the little small one.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty cool.
I wanted to get one for my DSLR because I do want to start.
You want a DJI one?
Yeah, but this is
which one? What are the DJI? It's the Ronin. That's the one you want.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I was looking at some online, they're like 800 plus bucks. Like, oh,
dude, that's they're expensive, bad, man.
For carrying a DSLR like that, that's pretty.
Yeah, good. So I'm gonna have to scale back and get something for the GoPro maybe because I do want to start doing more like photography and like I do want to make videos. Excuse me, when I get my GTR. You know, Freddy gets his Skyline. I do want to like make video.
Oh yeah.
Well, we do some drone videos.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
We're actually gonna do a promo for Chris Lenderman's car.
Oh, what do you get?
He has a Subaru STI.
What year?
I don't know the year.
Is it blue?
It's blue.
It's blue.
Okay.
He has about I think he told me he's running. I know it's definitely more than 400 horsepower on that thing.
Okay.
So it's because he blew out his engine the first time.
That's happened all the time on Super.
Why does 400 sound really low?
So the way work with cars, when you buy a car from a dealership, they measure horsepower from the crank. But because of physics and drivetrain, when that machine transfers mechanical energy, you lose power by the time it gets to the wheels. So say your car makes 300 horsepower at the crank. By the time it gets to the wheels, you've lost about like 20% of it. So you're maybe at 280. So when a car says, so when someone says like they're making 400 horsepower, make sure they mean like to the wheel or the crank. Because like, the crank is like, eh. To the wheels, like you're talking, oh, he's got is that a cheater pipe?
I'm not sure, but he says...
Oh, no, it's a NOS can. Never mind.
Okay, he says it is on the wheel, though.
Okay, well, for a wheel. Okay, so that's maybe like 460s of the crank. So that's a pretty decent amount of horsepower. All-wheel drive sucks for your horsepower because you're sending power to all four wheels at the same time. Subarus are notorious for their engines destroying themselves.
Why?
It's a couple of things. It's like the engine design. They're a boxer engine where the pistons actually face each other.
This is in a boxer last engine. Year.
Okay, so he's on a Hawkeye STI. It's one of the older chassis from like 2006, 2007. So it's pretty good. Again, like I had a Subaru. I was making about 300 of the wheels on my WRX. But again, the engines, they have what's called either ringlins, where like the sealer on the pistons tend to go out, or the rod knock, where like the rod actually knocks. Because like the way that the piston works is a rod that holds the piston in. When it knocks it and puts a window in your engine.
Yeah.
It happens a lot with Subarus. Usually, or typically around in the stock block, if you get around 400, 450 range, you start putting holes in your engine, and then you have to go a full-blown built block. Which is a problem because there are cars out there, stock engines that can do 500 horsepower. Like sure, they're like a Honda Civic K series engine. You can do 500 horsepower from the factory. Like a Super 2JZ engine, Skyline RB26. They're engines that can take more power. Subarus, like you're playing with fire once you pass 350 horsepower mark.
So why would you go through all that work if it's too risky?
A lot of people don't know, probably.
But
Derek knows.
Like, personally,
he knows now.
Well, I never had the privilege of having my engine like blow out, but I was at 300. The Subaru cars, like they have a lot of potential. They're really fun to drive because they're all wheel drive. Mm-hmm. They handle pretty well, and for what they are, they're like your best bang for the. Excuse me, for a buck for in terms of performance, because you can get a WRX for under 25, and it's very hard. Any other all-wheel drive car with that level of performance is going to, like, you're hitting, like, 40K territory, like BMW, Audi. Mm. It's, again, fun car, but if you want to make big power, I would suggest a different platform. Go get a Mustang or even a Camaro if you want to, like, you want to break 500 horsepower mark.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're sinking in, like, 20-plus grand into a Subaru for... The same power a Mustang can make with a supercharger.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, that is car talk for you. So,
that was it.
So in other words, don't
Drive like buy Uber.
Don't buy a Subaru.
Yeah.
No, I mean, buy it, but just like, don't
you're not gonna be like racing.
Don't be stupid when you buy one. Like, don't
just watch. Don't an
slap
HLD.
It. Yeah, don't like slap an intake on it and think you're like Fast and Furious because you're not.
Which everybody got believes that they are once the intake is in.
Remember that Toy Illusion?
Oh man, don't even get me started on that Toy Illusion.
Good times.
Okay, so there was a brother that put a Corolla. He had a Corolla, and put an Evo spoiler on there.
That's Corolla. He had like colder intake. It was like a 5-speed manual. But he would like every night we'd see him, he'd tell stories about how he like smoked something. You know,
he's like, I smoked a Lamborghini the other day. I'm like, okay,
Even though the Lamborghini was just cruising,
it was parked,
and he was just like,
it was parked on the side of the street.
He blew past it.
Like, oh, got him!
Got him, coach. He could not catch up.
Oh, just made me.
So gone.
Didn't even know he was racing. The people, he was racing.
True story.
All right, man. All right, so we're gonna jump into some quick bites. Some stuff, you know, little appetizers on the grill, and I want to have Javi to start this going, man.
Yeah, man.
What you
so,
got?
Yeah, I got one quick bite. We just found out about it today.
Mm-hmm.
The Nintendo of America president, Reggie Fils-Aime, is retiring. So he is done with Nintendo. He says just no real reason. He's just kind of ready to settle down with his family and take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was awesome. He was with Nintendo for 15 years. He was the one that started that meme, My Body Isn't Ready. He didn't start it. Somebody started it with his face.
Yeah.
I don't know. It fit just perfectly with the them.
Yeah.
I just love that face.
My body's ready.
My body's ready.
He was cool, man. I liked him. He really did bring. I mean, he went through some good times and some bad times with Nintendo. He went through the Wii era, the Wii U as well, and then came up with Switch. So. He will be missed, so. The guy that's replacing him, his name, no kidding, is Doug Bowser.
Bowser's taking over.
Yeah. Hey, man, I think that's what earned him the spot. Like, hey, you got a last name, Bowser. Let's just...
You're going to do great.
You're going to do great.
I can't make this up,
let's,
Bowser.
Let's roll with it.
So, yeah, man, that's my quick bite. nothing much else to say, but we'll see how Bowser does
on there.
Yeah, if you're looking for some humorous stuff, look up the memes.
Yeah, the internet is taking over.
Yeah.
For real. Anybody that shops at GameStop right now, they have a lot of clearance items at 50% off.
Yeah, a lot of collectibles type thing.
I
bought a Gundam model, a scale model. It was really priced with 66. I got it for $30.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, really? Where? Which one?
I ordered online. Because if you go, they've been cleaned out. Like, everything that was on clearance is gone.
No way.
Well, but they still have a lot of stuff because I checked but some again, stuff
if you,
today.
So they check online.
So they're going out of business.
They're going out of business. It's just... Every certain items they put on clearance, like it's usually after Black Friday, after December, like this is like uncollectibles, like anime type stuff, figures. They do like online, it's like 50% off, but you go in the store, they do like an extra like 75% off, so you can get like stuff for like $10.
Yeah. There's a lot of collectibles. You should just go to your nearest GameStop. I'm pretty sure you'll find some stuff.
Yeah.
And because that's what I did. I actually found a diorama of Mario. Not Mario. Of Mega Man and nice. The Doctor. It's like they're on like a tread. It looks cool. I'll show you guys.
Yeah, nice.
But you know, I got it for like $10.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was priced at 40. So
it's good.
Yes, it's kind of like I drift in a different way. You know, like people drift for clothes and stuff.
Tongue drift.
And
Tokyo Drift?
Uh-huh.
Tokyo Drift?
Yeah, all the time. I Tokyo Drift right into GameStop. Yeah, like I'm a toy drifter, so I look for a lot of stuff that's on clearance.
Thrifter.
Yeah.
On toy there. Thrifter.
Yeah.
Tokyo Thrift.
Yeah. Drift. But and so I end up finding a lot of deals like that. Because there's stuff that I would buy at full price, and there's stuff that I'm like, I'm just going to wait until this.
Was that your tweet about the Mega Man and Gran Turismo?
Oh, the Gran Turismo? No, those are the coasters, man. Those were... I want them, but they're... I mean, for $15, dude.
Wait, what?
Gran Turismo coasters?
Well, no. So what they did was... let me show you.
Let's go half and half.
Oh, man. We could probably... Look at this. So it's the game discs. Of course, in a more of a more compact size.
Wipeout.
They do have what they do have is they have these those I guess you say those things so it can hold it in place.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So like, what he's describing it's like imagine the old school PlayStation like a CD case.
Yeah.
But it's coaster size and it's got the cover art for different PlayStation games. So you got Gran Turismo, Parappa the Rapper, Wipeout.
There's more. This is one of the two sets I saw.
I want that Parappa though, man.
Is there a Metal Gear Solid one?
I'm not sure if there was a Metal Gear.
You said that game should
have got that. Right? You should have told me. I would have quick paid you.
But the thing is that, it's $15. Like I would totally do it for $10. Like I don't know if I want to shell $15 just yet.
I'll sling you
but
six.
But it's so cool though.
Because, it is pretty cool.
Because it's the full. I mean, it's not the full. It's like the whole thing. So if you look in the back, it actually has like the if you were buying a normal.
That would look dope next to your PlayStation Classic.
Yeah,
that looks super dope. Yeah.
You know what? I need to buy a PlayStation Classic because I think they're like $40 now.
I used to have one.
What? 40? Yeah. Where at?
Really?
Best Buy, I believe.
Oh, I'll pick one up for $40. That's a paperweight. It'll be awesome.
Oh,
the tiny one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me confirm that. But anyways, the other thing is that new Samsung S10. I don't know if you guys looked at that stuff.
Well, that's not a quick bite, bro. That's a huge bite.
I'm just throwing.
Happy like in the middle of something.
I just threw a steak. Oh, no,
so
right
let's save that for the end. Let me go through. Does anybody else have a quick bite?
Yeah.
Nah.
David has one.
Sorry.
Yeah. I know I have one too, but go ahead, David.
Well, it's not really a quick bite. I'm just letting everyone know what's today. Today is February the 21st.
That's it. That's my quick bite.
Thursday. That's it. That's my quick bite.
In case you didn't know.
You guys. No, but tomorrow.
This is good.
The release of Anthem is gonna.
Gonna
be released. So, I already pre-ordered mine on PS4, but not knowing that you guys mostly play on the little Xy boxy, I gotta probably return it and get it on Xbox.
Which Xbox did you get?
One.
Wait,
the X or the S,
dude?
No, just that
they got game. Look, too, yeah. Freddy. Huh? I'm sorry, man. Yeah, those game coasters. You can get them on Amazon for $8.40. $8.44.
Wait, the same ones?
Yeah,
for $8.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better, brother. Wait, no. These don't look like the ones.
These are fake.
Are they fake?
These are much thinner. These are thinner, unless you want them thinner. But this one is actually they're pretty thick.
Oh, okay.
The coaster size is pretty thick.
I might. Want me to quick pay you right now?
What? For that?
So we can go pick him up.
Oh.
Yeah. Or pick me up.
I mean, because...
what GameStop was that?
I saw one at the one off of Next XGB, off of Kirkwood.
Kirkwood, okay.
Yeah, that's one of them. But they have another set. They have another set with Tekken and some other games.
Ooh, I'm about to swing by then.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Wait, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anthem is coming out. Yeah. So, you know... I saw the game and I looked at a bunch of gameplay. I thought it was pretty interesting. Then I was looking at some reviews of some people that actually played the game, and they were saying that although it is it's got a lot of like the good fighting, you know, and you know things like that, but it's lacking a lot of everything. First of all, it's not going to even be released complete. There's still a bunch of bugs in there, and they're still going to release it. I think multiplayer is not even going to be allowed until later.
That's a multiplayer game.
Yeah, I know. This was like hours ago. Like I was watching videos like hours ago. Like
maybe that's just for PlayStation.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. No. But I mean, IGN said it was like they rated 6.5 out of 10. So
that's really good. It's kind of low for a game that there's a lot of hype with this game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
that's the thing. Like I feel like if you're gonna have that many issues with a game, why not just delay the release till you get it? You know, you come correct.
That's the age we live in. Everybody wants to patch their games.
I think games is the only media where like they release stuff without even being finished. I mean, like you couldn't see that in a movie. I mean, like
everything is half baked at this point, man. Like whatever they send out is just all half baked, dude. Like they either say they promise that they'll finish it up with updates, but it's almost like they're just. Of course, I would say it's not the developers' fault. It's more of the publishers pushing these guys to throw something out. But it just kind of sucks that sometimes you don't get a full game and you got to wait for the updates. Or sometimes what they do is you download a major update right when you install the game.
Isn't this the mistake that EA keeps making? Like this generation. They keep releasing games that are busted or something wrong with it. Andromeda, right? Mass Effect Andromeda had this issue.
That Andromeda, even before Andromeda, I mean, the Mass Effect 3 was definitely such a...
Was it buggy?
It was not buggy, but it was definitely not complete. And the way that they finished it was so lame. Like, it was the lamest ending to an epic trilogy.
And this is the same team, no? For Anthem? Yeah.
Well, it was it BioWare?
BioWare.
Well, I know that after Mass Effect 3 was done, some developers, some of the employees left. I'm not sure how important they were, but if they were on the, I'd say in the news, I would say that they were pretty, I'm sure they were really, had some weight in the developing team. And so, I mean, at this point, I would say BioWare is not really BioWare, the old BioWare that we came to enjoy.
So, David, you pre-ordered. Are you still going to, after reading these reviews, are you still going to keep it?
I guess. I'm going to give it a try. Probably before the 15 days, I'll decide whether I'm going to return it or not.
Oh, you get 15 days to return it? Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
At Best Buy, right?
Oh, nice. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's 15 days.
You know, that's another thing. Like, it's just the value of discs at this point. How well is Best Buy with that? Is like if you open the game up, do they take your full credit or they give you store credit instead of cash? Or
no, I think I have to read the receipt, but I think in 15 days you should get everything back.
That's pretty good.
I think, don't quote me on that, but I think
on there, yeah, because I wonder as well. Because that's always one thing is that the moment you open that disc, like the value of it just.
I know a lot of places at one point, like, as soon as you open the game,
it just drops. Yeah,
and it might be, it might be they probably give you like 70% back or something, but whatever. Something is something.
But then GameStop.
Yeah. Oh, GameStop, man. You'll owe them money.
Give me 10 bucks.
Give me 10 bucks and I'll take it back.
On there. No, I totally understand. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, I'm pick it up tomorrow during lunch and leave work. Nice. Forget about my family and just play games upstairs.
Babe, I'm busy for the next 3 days.
I'll come off the floor for you.
Yeah. Nice.
I remember when I took the day off for the Master Chief collection. Oh, yeah. And that whole day, the servers were down. God, that was just...
That was terrible.
That was terrible. That was
like, I wonder how that plays now. I heard it's been, like...
Master Chief?
Patched like crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
Oh, when do you get on, man? Let me know when you're on, bro.
Well, did you hear the last podcast?
What?
Didn't we talk about it?
What, Xbox? No, do we?
No.
Well, yeah, I still got to add you guys on Xbox.
Yeah, like. I need to renew.
Wait, did you accept my friend request yet?
I don't know. Did you send me one?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been on in a while. What's your name?
Young Paris.
Yeah, I think I denied that one because it sounded fruity.
Oh. You know, with that crazy wah, ace stuff.
Yeah. Nah, it's fine. Yeah, you have to check, man. Yeah, let's see what. See
yeah, I'll try to get on. No, I gotta work tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow night.
Oh, man, I wish.
I got Anthem
on there. You gotta let me know how Anthem works, man.
Yeah, I'll let you know if I throw the CD or out or what.
You're just gonna give it to me. You know what? Yeah. You could have this. Yeah.
You busy tomorrow night?
I believe so, man. I'm the thing is that I'm stuck with work, and I'm leaving for the weekend, and so
you're going to Cali, right?
Yeah, and the thing is that for some reason, every time I'm leaving for a trip is when everything just starts falling like an avalanche, and I'm just trying to get things ready
avalanche
by Friday night so I can leave on Saturday, you know. So
yeah.
Hopefully, I do get some time. Hopefully.
Anyway, that's all I had.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So on that note, about Anthem, we noticed lately a lot of companies like EA Australia's massive layoffs, yep. NCSoft,
a bunch
of layoffs.
Who?
NCSoft, they do Guild Wars.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
A lot of layoffs there. Go ahead.
No, yeah, there's like, I was looking at this article that talks about all these major game studios that have closed in the past year. This is from September 2018. And, I mean, from the ones you just mentioned that just was within the last couple weeks. Visceral closed. Yeah. Huge. 80 employees. Yeah, they're done. They're the ones that who created Dead Space, Battlefield, Hardline, and some Star Wars projects they were working on. Telltale Games, which is huge as well.
Walking Dead.
275 employees, that one.
Ooh, that's closed, like, bro.
That's total liquidation there,
the,
man.
The guy that created Unreal Tournament, or he was a big creator in Unreal Tournament, Cliff Bleszinski, and he made Gears of War. He had a studio called Boss Key. They made one game and they shut down. And it was a good game. It's just...
What do you think it is? You think they just take all the profits and they just like dip on everybody?
Nah, dude. I mean, these people love what they do, man.
Yeah, I think it's just...
For the most part. Visceral is part of a bigger company, EA, right?
I believe EA
or Activision. And
I think it's EA.
Those guys, they're not making enough money. Like, they're... shut them down.
Yeah, it's like there's like a disconnect between like the people that like to make games and do it versus like the companies that like their just goal is money. Yeah, that bottom dollar.
Another big one was Capcom Vancouver. They shut down. There were 160 employees. Yeah,
Capcom.
Yeah, part of Capcom.
Oh. Yeah, Capcom. After I know a couple of their games like Marvel's Capcom Infinite, that game is dead. So they're doing a lot of cutback, and I think they're bringing all their development back to Japan. So, which I notice it's a big trend now. All these like movie tomorrow, these studios are closing, and a lot of them I've noticed is like bad work environment.
Yeah, it's crazy how management is so critical to how a team performs.
Yeah,
because if you got someone that is pretty much squeezing the life out of developers, that causes strain not to just the developers but everybody else that works under those developers as well, and so it just trickles down.
Yeah, well, and it sucks because we're talking about these triple A games that are coming out unfinished, and that's because they're being rushed.
Yeah,
and you know the employees, they don't want to just throw this game out there. They want to finish it. They want to show you that what they can do, and it's just these big dogs that are saying, no, you got to take it out. You got to bring it out by this date.
To impress
their. Just, shareholders, really.
Yeah. And I mean, one big one is was Tall Tale Games, man. Like, that was such a disaster from what I read.
That was really, really bad management. They were making basically the same type of game over and over and over again. And people got tired. I got tired of it. I love Tall Tale Games.
Yeah, but...
But it's the same thing you're playing over and over. It's like, come on, give me something new. You're creative. Like, you're a creative group. Like, do something creative.
Yeah, so
anybody know what Bungie's doing?
Oh, that's another one. So Activision, right?
Yeah.
They shut down. They got rid of a lot of employees, and Bungie bailed right before that. They separated. They were with Microsoft, and then Activision picked them up, and then they separated before Activision laid off a whole bunch of people. So there's some big stuff going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, man.
Didn't they get rid of their?
They're working on Destiny 3, right?
Yeah.
Or is Activision hold the rights for that?
No. They kept Destiny. Bungie kept Destiny. They got rid of the WoW developers, right?
Something happened. With WoW and like Blizzard and that whole... There's something going on there, too. You're right. It's crazy because, you know, WoW's been around for like decades now. Yeah. It's
I thought Blizzard, too, yeah.
Do you think it's the Fortnite effect? Like, these all free-to-play games are... making so much money that they see, like, what's the point of...
Yeah, because I think these games like Fortnite they're like, it's like quick money.
They
don't take a lot of effort to make these games. They're massively popular versus, like, you know, Blizzard, when they make a game, they take their sweet time to make a game.
5 years at least.
They don't put out a game until it's ready. You know, once we give them heat for that, like, Warcraft, Diablo, those games took forever to come out, but when they came out, they were good.
Diablo was, like, legit.
So that's why I think the trend now is like they're favoring profit over like quality, so they can churn out a bunch of like, it's almost like with the music industry, instead of putting out really good music, they just put out catchy music that's good for like a few weeks till like the next thing comes out, which kind of sucks because for like, a lot of these guys like making these games, it's more than just like a job. It's like this is like their passion.
Mm-hmm.
This is like their product, and for seem to get reduced to just like how much money can I get for this is kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's it's weird because these games like Fortnite, Apex, they're making millions of dollars, billions even. But then you have these huge games, AAA games that are done well, come out when they're ready, like God of War, Spider-Man.
Yeah,
Sony's been really good at what they've been doing with these huge games that are actually really well done. And those have sold millions of copies, so there's a right way to do it. And
Spider-Man was really good.
Yeah, like
a little bit of that.
I've noticed Sony's been really good at like letting these these other developers do their thing, mm-hmm. and they let them release the games when they're ready. That's why Gran Turismo takes forever to come out. Cause,
years. Yeah. That games like Last of Us, that sequel they've announced that a while back, like last year, but still working on. But you know, when it comes out, it's gonna be like a worthwhile game.
Yeah, exactly. Freddy, so I don't know. It's gonna be crazy. I don't think there's gonna be as many games out in the future.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're gonna see like a much bigger gap between games. But again, and it depends on the developer, because like I feel like we're still waiting. I think Apex Legends is like the new, people are seeing it as like the new Fortnite type thing. It's because like I feel like games are on like on a trend now. Like right now, battle royale games are like the big thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing that.
Tetris 99.
Yeah.
That's a fun game, though.
I never thought, like, Tetris. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh. That game is not making any money. Like, that's just, they saw it was fun, and they just released it.
I would say whoever has Xbox Live, the new, they have three games right now that are free to download for the marketplace, and that's Bomberman. One of them.
Oh, nice! Yeah.
Yeah, the Bomberman. That's cool.
Like the
Bomberman R.
Yeah, it's like I think that game came out like last year.
It's the latest one. It came out on Switch, and then it got ported to everything else.
On there.
Yeah.
And also, Star Wars Jedi Knight.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
The one from it's from Xbox 360.
Jedi Knight.
Jedi Academy.
Okay.
Is that a shooter?
No. That's the one where
use a lightsaber.
Yeah. You're a Jedi apprentice.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
I never played that one.
It's only like two.
Well, download it. It's free.
Like you're just some random character. You're not even like a story important character, right?
No. It's almost like you. It's this one. Look, check it out. The Star Wars Jedi.
Oh, that was a PC game for a long time.
Yeah. But it's free to download, man. It's only 2 gigs.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a quick download. And so you kind of just build your character. And
Speaking of Switch, they remember like they released the Final Fantasy IX.
Oh yeah.
For the Switch, which
is that a straight up port or?
From what I understand, it's a port of because it was it's a mobile game. They a long time ago they ported it as a mobile game. When it's a port of the mobile game.
People
complain about it because it has some of the same bugs. Oh. It's got that same mobile game like font and feel versus porting over like the. Because originally Final Fantasy IX was a PS1 game.
It was on PC too, right?
Yeah, I think back then it was back then it was PS1 and then eventually PC and then like iOS and much later on, and now it's on the Switch. Same with Final Fantasy VII.
What do you think of that?
Yeah,
that
I had seven on
episode.
PlayStation 1.
That was
fantasy one.
That I like Final Fantasy IX. It got a lot of flack for its like style, but it was always seen as like a throwback to the old school because it had like the class system and a lot of like, characters reminiscent of the very first game. I finished the main story game. I never like did all the extra stuff. What I don't like is just like with Sony, like they release a game, it's expensive. I think it's like $20 on the Switch. And again, this is a game it came out when I was in high school. Like I'm thinking
Square Enix. That's all Square Enix.
Man. Even on like mobile, like Final Fantasy VII, I think it's like $16.99.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You're totally right, man. It's like, just they're just like they charge you like it's a a modern game. Like you would think that this thing has been ported so many devices that you would think it'll cost you maybe $3.
Yeah, I bought Seven.
Final Fantasy Seven. I only have the PS1 copy. I was this close to buying it on the Switch. Mm-hmm. I saw that price tag.
It's on Switch right now, 7?
So, yeah, I think 7 and 9 should be on Switch right now.
I kind of want to buy 7 because I never beat it. Mm-hmm. And Switch is the perfect way to actually play something that long.
The same thoughts. Like it's a great way to play like these games. I mean, because I don't have a lot of games on my Switch myself, so it's just like a great to play. It's just, man, the only game they got me on was Final Fantasy X, like the remix. I bought it. I bought the original on PS2. I bought it on PS3. I bought it on PS4, so it's like $30 a pop, I think they're gonna do it on the Switch too. So there you go.
Yeah,
the thing is that what I don't like, it's give us what we want, man. Give us, throw us a bone as far as the development of the episodes for Final Fantasy VII.
PlayStation 5, bro. I'm telling you.
But at least throw us something, man. The thing is that they keep throwing these Final Fantasy VII ports.
Well, here's
but they're not like, giving us anything like anything to look forward to. It's like, hey, man.
I feel like it goes back to, like, let them... I don't care as long as they do it right. Because I'd rather we get, like, a game done right the first time versus, like, we get it, like, next year and it's we got to patch this.
No, of course. I do want that. I just want it. I want them to give us a little piece of, like a preview or something.
Because look at recently, Kingdom Hearts 3. That game was 12 years from Kingdom Hearts 2. Kingdom Hearts 2 came out 12 years ago, and it took that long. And they've been teasing Kingdom Hearts 3 since Kingdom Hearts 2, and we got it an entire console later. So Javi might be right. We might not even see this gen.
Man.
Which is kind of, it's crazy how you think about it, but like, these serious titles, like Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy VII, like, it's taking a long time, but
remember, Sony's not going to be at E3 this year, so yeah, they're not even going to show Final Fantasy.
So we're not going to see that game, anything from the game this year. So that's another thing. Like, we might, this game, I thought this game, when they announced it, was 2016, the Final Fantasy VII remake. I thought, because I think, was it 2017 would have been like the 20-year anniversary of Final Fantasy VII, which I thought would have been like when we'd see something.
No, but remember, it was way back in, like, I wouldn't say 2008, maybe 2007, when they did that little spoof of the...
Well, that was a PS3 tech demo.
Yeah,
that was just to kind of just show off what the console is capable of. And at that point, they had said, it's just a tech demo, we're never going to remake this game, it'd be just too hard. And then 2016 came along, like, ha, we're going to do it. Because you remember, we all lost our minds when they showed that little... The Midgar, and then that when Cloud jumps off the train, and it's like oh my god, you know? I guess I thought like this is the greatest E3 ever.
Are you a Final Fantasy player, dude?
Wait, yeah, I had it on the PS1, and I remember. I just remember it was so hard, like, I could never get past, like, I don't know what part. It was such a long time ago, and then...
Disc 2? Disc 1?
Dude, I got to Disc 2.
Me too.
But it had, like, 4? How many discs did it have? 4 or 5?
Three. Final Fantasy 3 was 3. Yeah. 8 was 3. 9 was 4 discs.
Yeah.
9 was 4 discs? Okay. And I don't know what happened to it. My mom threw my PS1 away. I don't know where it is. No, straight up, I don't know where any of that stuff is. Like,
I believe you.
Your parents hate you, bro.
I don't know, man. And to be honest, like, I just remember, like, I didn't play it, and then, like, I guess I was busy doing other stuff, and then one day I was just like, hey, where's my PS1? Nothing. There was nothing left, bro.
There was a strange guy in your room.
Yeah, I don't know where my memory cards are, like, my PS1 memory cards.
Nothing,
card,
yeah.
PS2, I don't know where they are.
You know, I still have my PS1 memory cards. I just don't have anything connected to them.
I don't know where any of that. I think my mom, what she would do, since she felt bad for my cousins in Mexico, I think she would send it to them. But they never took care of anything, and it was kind of disappointing. Because, like, I was like, why? Why would you send it to them?
Because they got everything you got, so why like, would they take care of
it? Like, you know what I would do? Like, I always have, like, favorite pairs of I always have favorite pairs of, like, boxers and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember we'd go to Mexico in the summer, and then we'd be leaving and everything, and I'd be like, all right, I have all my stuff. And I was like, Mom, you didn't leave them in my clothes. She would leave my favorite clothes. Like, she would, like, happen to pick my favorite clothes. And I'd be like, Mom, you didn't leave any of my clothes. She's like, no, I got all your stuff. We were driving away. I saw all my favorite boxers hanging on the line, like, the drying outside. I was like, Mom, those are my favorite boxers. Like, you don't even wear them anyways. You got too many, bro. Like,
let's go.
She always leaves, like, best stuff, bro. I was so upset, man.
Oh,
it would piss me off, man. And then my little cousin. Bro, like, my cousins, like, I'd come over there in Mexico, right? Back then, we didn't have, like, it was, like, in a ranch. We didn't have electricity or nothing. And so, in my bag.
I know, like, wait. You gave them no electricity, but they got a PlayStation.
They used to use a Frisbee.
See, I wouldn't even thought of it. Like, it was just, like, so. Dude, my mom was horrible, man. Like, I don't think she understood, like, what she was doing.
I think
doing.
Paperweight.
What are you gonna do? Just talk
about it. play with it.
She got the Final Fantasy Frisbee disc. Man, that's horrible, man.
Controllers like lassos.
Just use the PS1 as just the PS1 as a plate or something. It was horrible, man.
They probably thought it was one of those waffle bake.
Yeah, bro. You know what they used to do? Like, it was so bad. Like, they had a car battery, and they would have, like, wires, and that's how they would connect the radio.
Oh man.
Yeah, bro. It was
that's old school.
Yeah,
bro.
It was like crazy. Anyways, but it was bad. When I used to go out there, it was just I used to get upset with them, but then I like felt for them because like I remember I used to take Chips Ahoy's in my bag, and then I'd be like, "Yeah, guys, want some, bro?" Like, so they would get some, and then I'd go out and do something, and I come back, and the whole thing was empty like the second day.
Chips Ahoy, bro.
Yeah, they were like
they're tasting the forbidden fruit, bro.
I'm just like they had on my boxers, and I'm like.
Nah,
you know how you had favorite boxers. It's like you connect with them, you bond with them. You're like, these are my favorite ones.
Especially if they're like, were there like designs on them?
Yeah, they're like, there's like some polo ones. I had some like, I don't know, just like cool ones.
Man, you felt proud, huh? Like, yeah, you were just going like, to mirror and you're just like, I like these.
Yeah, I look good.
I look good.
You know, I was sagging on purpose just to show off the polo. Oh, my bad. My polos were showing.
My bad, guys. Sorry to see that.
Yeah. That was Gucci, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I wear Gucci.
No, that's hilarious. That is insane. All right. So let's jump into the main stuff, man. Okay. So
what are we at?
We're in the 46-minute mark.
Oh. All right.
At Samsung DS10. Right. What you guys?
Samsung
think
made a DS, guys.
So yeah, Samsung had their Unpacked event yesterday. Was that yesterday? The 20th?
Something like that.
Yeah. So and they announced the first big thing I think is the
GS10.
The Galaxy Fold. It's a DS. Samsung made a DS. And it's almost $2,000.
Wow.
Did you see that thing?
No.
$2,000.
Yeah. So it's a foldable. There's basically two phones that are connected at. I don't know. There's some type of. What is it? Is that a. It's a bendable screen, but what's under that?
It's like a little.
Is it a hinge?
Yeah, like a little. Like a metal piece that, like. What is it?
There's a hinge under there. There has to be a hinge. Yeah. So it folds in half. When you fold it outwards, you get like a 7-inch tablet. And then if you close it on the front, there's like a 6-inch screen.
Yeah, it's a lot going on there. Like, yeah, it's like you said, like they took two phones, put them together, joined by the screen, like Siamese phone, and it folds, and you get another screen on the outside.
So it's technically two S10 phones put together, and that's why it's $2,000 because you're basically paying $1,000 for each side.
It's like two S10 phones plus another screen on the front, so three screens total, and what was it, 5 or 6 cameras total?
I remember seeing three on just on one side,
three on the back side, two selfie cams, and one in the cover.
That's crazy.
Well, there's wide angle and then regular.
But still, man.
So I don't know. I mean, this is definitely a first gen like device. Yeah. It looks rough.
Yeah, I would give them props for being really ambitious with this project, but I don't like.
A lot of respect for them to go out there and be like, "Yeah, this is gonna cost you $2,000."
Yeah, but
it's like this thing, right?
Practicality. It looks cool, but like. Practicality, I'm not seeing it. That price tag, and then did you drop this thing? That's game over.
I keep thinking of
how they're gonna make a case for that, you know?
I keep thinking of Westworld and how they had those little foldable tablets.
Oh, yeah.
So it has three screens.
It's three screens, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, well, technically, one big screen and a small one on the front.
Yeah, it folds, and then you got the one on the backside. People gave Apple a hard time for releasing a iPhone 10 that was like, was it 1200?
Yeah.
And now we got a Samsung.
Yeah, but three screens.
Almost three screens. I don't know. Do you really need that many screens? Like, this is where we're at right now?
I mean, I paid $2,000 just to be like, hey, I got three screens.
Just to tell your home, like, check
this
out.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that actually are probably going to do that.
Oh, of course. Yeah. People bought iPhones just to flex.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to sell my car.
But let me see if I'm going to get that on my face.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got one screen?
Let me get that on my face.
He's gonna flip it out. He's and like, slap
oh, that's cute.
I'm gonna be folding people's phone. Oh, my bad. I thought it was like mine.
Well, your phone is like,
you better I broke your phone. I'm sorry. That was bendable.
I'm sorry. I thought you had a real phone.
You need to upgrade. I did you a favor, son.
I'm sorry. This is trash. I just did you a favor.
Mm. No, dude. I mean, one thing for sure, this phone is, well, besides the two screen one, the S10 standalone, I guess you say, the That one looks really beefy as far as what they're trying to put it all in. You know, they got a lot of stuff.
In terms of, like, specs? Like,
yeah, specs and things.
Well, here's my thing. Like, I don't know, because, like, didn't the first iPhone X still outperform the current iPhone, I'm sorry, the Galaxy S9?
Oh, yeah. Performance, I mean, from my experience, Android phones don't have a lot of life. Like, that's why they stick so much RAM into them, because their performance just suffers after a year. I think Pixel 3 owners already, like, seen slowdown in their phones.
That's what I mean. Like, you get all these, like, these high power, these big spec numbers, but do they really mean anything?
Like, I'm still running a 6S, and I'm still chugging along, and that's why I stuck with it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's still good. It still performs pretty well. But Android, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
Because you can't get a cheap Android phone,
mm-hmm.
and it'll run fine for a year, but it only costs you $300.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a disposable phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't they drop support after a certain one? You stop getting updates.
Well, Samsung's actually, like, huge. Like, they don't update their phones for very long. Mm-mm. Maybe 2 years max.
The thing is that Android phones, at least the updates, they're just general updates. They're not really specific to a phone. So, essentially, almost any Android phone can upgrade to them, but you cannot expect the same performance. If you have a lower end Android, oh man, that thing is gonna suck. You know, unless you have a year or newer phone, then you won't really, I would say, you won't suffer from it. But, but I mean, that means you got to keep shelling out money.
Yeah, that means you got to buy every new Samsung every 2 years.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, for sure. Like, if you're an Android user, you're probably needing to upgrade every 2 years.
Yeah.
Man. Gotta be balling, dude.
Which I don't think is true anymore for iPhone. It was, but iPhone, iOS 11 was really a really good update.
Yeah, it was.
I'm still on the original iPhone.
The 3G.
No, that was on that Edge network.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Edge. Oof.
Wow. So what else did they release?
Well, I mean.
So we have the Fold.
They have the 10E, which is, like, I guess the economic one.
That's the one that I would get if I were to get a Samsung Galaxy.
That one.
Because it's cheap, and actually compared to the XR, the iPhone XR, it has a better screen, a better camera, and better specs overall.
On there. It does have this will be one of the first phones to support 5G once it becomes in full effect.
The 10E?
Well, the S10. I'm not sure if the E is included in that, but at least the S10.
They have a 5G version, which they didn't even really talk about. That's gonna be the only one to be 5G ready
on there.
Yeah,
and I would say the screens here, it's gonna support HDR 10 plus.
That's pretty dope. You can record video in HDR 10 plus too.
On there, yeah, I see that. That's one of the things I give to Samsung. They can make some really nice displays.
Their specs are dope. Like, they're really good, man.
Yeah.
And the screens, I mean, they make the best displays in the industry.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And it's super clean.
One thing I really love about the S10, it has a built-in Qi charger, so you can charge your headphones. Ooh. You can even charge your iPhone.
Really?
Yeah, you sit it on the back of the S10 and it'll charge whatever.
Man, so...
It's pretty slick.
So if your girlfriend or wife needs
the
charge...
The Fold one?
All the S10s.
Oh. Yeah, so you just connect your phone behind your line. I'll charge your phone. It's cool.
Nice.
The 10 is wireless? The X?
Yeah.
Yeah, starting with the iPhone 8, they added the wireless charging.
Yeah, because that's how I charge mine.
Because you can any wireless charger, you can drop your phone and it'll charge. Apple is supposed to come out with their own, like, proprietary one, but I don't think they've done it yet.
They keep going with Belkin, man. They keep, like, partnering up with Belkin on a lot of products. If you go to the store, Belkin is, like, their third party that they really mess with rather than having their own.
A lot of cars now have wireless chargers.
Yeah, little thing.
Yeah.
On there. One thing for sure, man, Samsung was making fun of Apple for having a notch and
that fold has a notch in it.
Yeah, but if you look at it, they also had to put a notch in it too.
It's called a hole punch.
Yeah, hole punch.
Yeah, it's pretty. And the way they like get rid of it with the background, it darkens up into the corner.
Yeah,
so you can't really tell it's a notch. It's pretty slick.
It's slick.
Their pricing is actually not bad. The most expensive phone starts at $1,000.
The S10.
Yeah, the S10.
$1,000?
That's crazy.
That's for the 6.7-inch one, the S10 Plus.
Hmm.
It has a huge
battery. Would you get an S10? I mean...
I don't like Android. I like Android. I don't like how they perform after that 1 year mark. It's...
Yeah.
I've gone through that a couple times, and it's just...
Not worth it.
It's not worth
it. Yeah. Well, I guess Apple needs to make a 3-phone screen.
I saw a patent for a foldable, something foldable they were working on. But I mean, you patent whatever nowadays.
They just need to make it like a holographic thing, like
releases
gas, and you can see your screen.
Wait,
it's gonna hover.
Huh. But didn't they remember the Motorola, the new Razr, was to do that too, like fold, be like a flip phone?
Yeah, I saw those drawings too. They haven't shown anything.
Yeah, nothing official yet, but.
It's gonna be cool, man. Like,
we just need to go.
Eventually,
back,
it'll be really cool.
We just need to go back to the keyboard, man. The slide up, like Scikit looking thing. I think like that needs to just come back, bro. We need to just
so ahead of its time.
Do you text that much?
I mean, I used to have the Scikit. I remember just.
But that's when you were texting Betsy all the time.
I wasn't texting Betsy bad things.
Slow here. Like the
Scikit girl. I'll let you say that. Nah, I don't know what to say.
Like, I wasn't texting anyone.
I was texting myself because I didn't have no friends. Sending myself emails. Hey, buddy, my day's going great. Keep your head up.
You're just like, hey, what's up? What's up, man? What you doing? Nothing. Me too.
Emailing you. Oh, yeah.
Just want to let you know you're awesome.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm busy, man.
Leave me alone.
Stop bothering me, bro.
Stop, I told you.
I never had one of those QWERTY keyboard phones, but I had the T9. I rocked the T9.
Yeah, there's some people that were like insane with the T9, man. Yeah. Like, especially girls, they like they didn't even look at their phone. They were just like typing away.
Yeah, back then you could do that because you could just feel. But now you have to look at your screen.
On there.
Yeah, but they also had 3 wearable devices that they launched: the Galaxy Watch Active, the Galaxy Fit, and what was the other one, man? Oh, the Galaxy Buds. That's the other one. Yeah. So the earbuds, that's the ones you can charge off your Galaxy S10. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
That's cool.
Yeah, let me get those Louis Vuitton ones, man.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, ball out, son.
They're going to be red bottom. They're going to have the little red on there.
Louis Vuitton buds with the foldable phone. Yeah, you're good, bro. Phone. You're set.
Oh, you're set, man.
I just have to get a lien on my house, but it's fine. It'll be worth it.
Then 2 years later, your phone sucks.
It's the equity right there.
Yeah.
Eating ramen.
Dude, I could kill for some ramen.
So how'd you lose your... Bubarichi down the street, bro? You ever been there?
Yeah, that's... I think we ate there one time, Javi.
we've been there. I've been there.
Bubarichi.
It's good.
I like it, man.
Yeah, it's good.
That's my favorite one. Even Tiger Den.
It's better than... You don't like it better than Tiger Den?
Yeah.
Why?
Man. That's
the broth is... I just like the broth way better, and the noodle style is way better to me. To me, personally.
The noodles, I can maybe agree with you. Not the broth.
No, I love the creamy broth. I think Tiger Den has that chicken broth. The tonkotsu?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I would say, what has been the best ramen for you?
And they expanded their menu, by the way. Yeah, I need to go over there.
What's the best ramen in Houston? How would you try?
Man, dude, to be honest, it's been Bar-ichi.
Bar-ichi?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've had Jinya, I've had Tiger Den, I've had ramen Tatsuya.
I had all of them. Tiger Den, man, for sure.
I like Tiger Den too. I mean, I don't mind Jinya, because my mom loves it, so I don't mind Jinya.
What's the one Midtown?
Midtown.
Tatsuya.
Tatsuya. Yeah. I don't like the cat that much.
With the cat,
yeah, that weird cat.
It's the big open one. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
They have one called Ninja Ramen.
I've seen it.
That one sucks. Yeah, it sucks. But I would say if you're wanting ramen around 2 a.m., it's probably the only.
That's the only time it's good, when you're done drinking.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The reason also Bar-ichi is really Japanese rooted though. If you go there, you can actually have mackerel. You know what mackerel is? It's a fish native to Japan. So, like, they have it, like raw, like sushi. Man, it's hella good. And then, like, they got,
you like
a,
mackerel? That's garbage fish.
Well, I mean, I'm Japanese, bro, so.
Marble.
What can I say? The triads.
Yeah.
Yakuza. Is it Yakuza proof?
I'm a. What am I?
Goku.
Goku. That's a Japanese anime.
Yeah, Goku.
I was in the anime show you raised, bro. That was based off me.
Nice.
I would say, what has been your favorite D as far as ramen?
Ramen, like, honestly, I...
It's like ramen noodles.
Dude,
Maruchan.
Oh, yeah. I do it at home. I add a little egg and some hot dog.
Hey, that's it right there,
right there. But seriously, hot dogs? Though, You chop up a hot dog, put it in your ramen.
I've never done that. Oh, I put chicken, like strips of chicken.
Oh, yeah. Bro,
game changer.
No, dude, it just give me.
He was from the hood, bro. That's all you could afford.
Couple eggs.
Ponle weenie, he's me home. Ponle weenie, put the weenie over the stove like that. The fork.
Yeah, it was some type of
dude. My favorite simplest food when I was a kid was
weenies and eggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's still bomb, man.
Weenies and
eggs. Yeah. Weenies and eggs.
I never had that.
Oh man, it's amazing.
Bro, let me cook it up right now. Hold up.
All right,
guys. Yeah, Chef Boyardee. My mom will make them in scrambled, you know, eggs and so basically do the same. You chop up the wieners. You put them in a fry pan. You cook them. Then you throw the egg in.
Yeah, I remember going to your house eating hot dogs a lot, but
yeah,
we're broken.
just the hot dogs.
That's good.
It's good. Super broke.
You don't got no hot dogs.
You laugh at his mom. His mom was a genius in the kitchen with a hot dog. Mom was a chef.
This is hot dog roast beef. Hot dog smoothie. Hot dog and ice cream.
Hot dog mignon. Hot dog mignon.
No,
I think for me, Tiger Den is still a top for me.
Look, I'm going to give Tiger Den credit on their kebabs. Or no, their, what are they called? Not kebabs.
Yakitori?
The yakitori.
See, I haven't eaten Tiger Den in so legit. Long, I can't remember what it tastes like. Because I've been to the, was it, that one place on off of Westheimer and next to the Kula?
Oh, I never talked about
To what? Next to what?
Kula, the revolving sushi.
Oh, yeah. Kura.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That one's not good.
No. Not good. I've been there.
Oh, Jinya. Right. No. I know what you're talking about. It's Jin something. Ramen Jin.
I've been there. I've been to Tiger Den and I've been to Jinya. I like Jinya the most because Jinya had like the better menu. I haven't been to Tiger Den in at least a couple years. So I don't know. It was okay then, but I don't. Again, like I bought the tissue back to
Barichi's right here.
Barge is right here.
Yeah.
Let's check that out then.
Wanna go? Let's go.
You wanna go?
Let's go.
I'm okay, down. Shut it down.
Shut it down. Well, thanks guys for listening to this episode 40.
Thank you guys for your time.
What? So are we doing this?
I'll go.
What time does it?
That's right.
Yeah, because I think they close
at 10.
Right. I mean, it's still time.
Yelp that. Give me a quick bowl.
Let's see.
Get that quick bowl.
What is it? How much? When is it? Ramen?
Are y'all gonna watch How to Train Your Dragon?
I want to.
I want
to
watch this.
10, bro. We gotta go now.
All right, well, let's go. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we got time.
Bye, Betsy.
You want to go?
Yeah,
let's go.
All right, let's go.
Real fast. Come on.
So, guys, this is us signing out.
Nobody's listening anyway.
We will come back to you with
episode 41.
41, the ramen episode.
Oh, yeah, right. And hopefully we'll have Ron this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, just kidding. We love you guys.
We love you.
Peace out.
Later.
See you.